Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. I'm going to talk today about the solemnity of Our Lady, the Assumption of Our Lady, now reigns with Christ, her Son, in heaven, Queen of heaven and earth, by virtue of the saving work of Jesus. And it's a day to celebrate this great solemnity and stand in amazement at what God has done in the life of his humble servant, Mary, our mother, who is the first disciple, who's the quintessential disciple, and teaches us how to respond to Jesus, how to respond to God's prompting and leading in our lives. And I wanted to read the Magnificat, which we're given at Mass today in the celebration of this great solemnity, and just reflect on some of Mary's words and to be thankful today for the gift of Mary in our lives. Stand in amazement, as I said, at what Jesus has accomplished and what he's given to his mother, and the role, the unique role that she plays in the life of the church, the model that she is, an encouragement for each and every one of us. And as I'm doing this, I'm reminded of my own mother and how I'm convinced 100% that the miracle that happened in my family, where we saw the Lord's hand heal my father of post-World War II PTSD and alcoholism and things like that, that brought about a deep transformation in our lives. Even though we were raised Catholic and lived a block from the cathedral parish, lived a block from the school, and went through Catholic education for 12 years, and much of it was quite positive. But it wasn't till the Lord helped us, and really I'm convinced through the intercession of Our Lady, confront the gigantic elephant in the room and the pain and the dysfunction of our family, that our faith began to go to a whole new level. And we experienced the lordship and majesty of Jesus, his healing power. And my mom, who I'm not sure there was a day my entire life where my mom didn't pray the rosary, sometimes multiple times during the day, her devotion to Our Lady was beautiful. It was daily. It was quiet, but strong and steady. My mom was convinced, I think, at a certain point in her life that Mary was her constant companion, and mom leaned on her. And it was just beautiful. And it's such an important part of our life together as a family. And I'm thankful for it. And I'm grateful for the legacy and what my mother passed on to us and passed on to me, my other siblings and children and grandchildren. And I want to honor Our Lady and thank her today for her love, her faithfulness, her motherly care for us. And friends, that's there for you as well. Let's just listen to the Magnificat. I want to read it. It's the passage we're given. Of course, it's Mary's visits Elizabeth, and at a certain point, well, I'll just begin the top of that section, verse 39 in chapter 1 of Luke's Gospel. Chapter 1, verse 39. In those days, Mary arose and went with haste into the hill country to a city of Judah, and she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. And when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, the child leapt in her womb. Of course, that's John the Baptist, right? And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit, and she exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb." It's so important for us to see, and I don't have time to go over it today, but all along, from the Annunciation, the Visitation, everything that's happening is the Holy Spirit, the first agent of the church's mission, overshadows Mary. It's by the work of the Holy Spirit that she conceives in her womb, Jesus. It's a miracle that's happening in Elizabeth. And Elizabeth is filled with the Spirit, and she recognizes who Mary is. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why is this granted me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? So John the Baptist, in the womb as an infant, responds. You know, some kind of response happened in Elizabeth's womb to the presence of Christ in the womb of Mary. It says, "For behold, when the voice of your greeting came to my ears, the child in my womb leapt for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord." This week we've been talking on the program about faith, about believing God. Friends, this is the way to fulfillment in life. It's not the way out of hardships. It's not the way out of difficult circumstances or suffering. It is the way to radical fulfillment of the deepest longings within our heart. It's the place of purpose. It's a place of identity. It's the place of destiny. It's hard to describe how important it is to internalize what we're hearing here from the mouth of Elizabeth. Blessed is she who believed. Mary is the first disciple. What is she teaching us? To believe radically, to believe the impossible, to know that the great God is the God of the impossible, and we're going to lean on him. And she's speaking to us, and she's recognized for all eternity. She'll be recognized for this faith. She believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord. Is that your heart? Do you believe, or somehow are you listening to the tapes of the enemy that says you, for some reason, you're uniquely disqualified from the promises of God because of your weaknesses, because of your sins, because of this, that, or the other thing, you're not worthy, or the inheritance that you've had that may not be good, of family experiences, some of what I mentioned even at the beginning of the program, to believe lies that tapes get put in your mind and your heart, start to believe lies that somehow you're outside the promise. No way, you are in the promise of God. Follow in the footsteps of Mary. If you want to live in devotion to Our Lady that pleases her and pleases the Lord, then do what she did. Believe in the fulfillment of the promise. Declare, God is greater than the circumstances of my life. And no matter how difficult they seem right now, he will lead me out of this because he's faithful. And he'll give me the power that I need to overcome the circumstances, the difficulty, and the suffering in my life. And then Mary responds, my soul magnifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. For he has regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. Just want to stop there. The beginning of this great hymn. Can you feel the heart of Mary? How alive she was to the Lord. How alive she was to the promises of God. And how she wanted to respond to God's goodness. I want to magnify the Lord. I want to praise him. I want to sing a hymn to him. Because he's so good. Because he's so great. Because he's so faithful and he's so loving. And he's done great things for me. Friends, we can say that. You can say that right now. He's done great things for you. He's given you the kingdom. He's given you a relationship with the Father. He's given you a relationship and the promise of eternal glory to be with him forever. Don't let the world diminish that. Don't let the devil steal that. He's given you an identity as a child of God. And he's given you promises that he's going to fulfill in your life, in this world, and in the kingdom to come. So let's learn from Our Lady. And Mary, we ask you today, as we celebrate what God has accomplished in you, what your son has accomplished in you, not only in the fact that she was immaculately conceived, but that she was taken up to heaven by the power of God and the power of the Holy Spirit. And she's now crowned Queen of Heaven and Earth. This little child, this innocent, humble, of no account in the world woman is now the Queen of Heaven and Earth. Living under the authority of her son. My soul magnifies the Lord. Does your soul, friend, magnify the Lord? My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. Can you rejoice today? Make a decision, no matter what the circumstance today, I'm going to rejoice in God because he's faithful to me and his power and promises are at work in me. He goes on, for he has regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. He's regarded your low estate. He's come to you. He's come down in his son. He's come to live and dwell in you. Mary goes on. For behold, henceforth all generations will call me blessed. For he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on those who fear him from generation to generation. He's shown the strength of his arm. He's scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He's put down the mighty from their thrones and exalted those of low degree. He's filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He's helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his posterity forever. And Mary remained with her, that is Elizabeth, about 3 months, and returned to her home. There's so much here. Mary is, she's a true daughter of Israel. She's just in the whole line of the prophets and the kings who in their best moments declared the greatness of God, the faithfulness of God, the awesomeness of God. And she's marveling that in God coming to her, a woman of low estate, Mary had no public influence that we know of. She was probably illiterate. She didn't have big money. She didn't have big popularity. She didn't have big political influence. She wasn't a mover or shaker. She wasn't part of a royal family. She was of humble estate. She was lowly. She's an example for all of us of what the Lord loves to associate with. He loves to draw close to the lowly, to the humble, to the broken. And what Mary's singing here is to say, oh, you know, she's just rejoicing because she knows how different God is and what he values and what his plans are than what this world values. The powerful, the influential, you know, money, sex, power, domination, you know, the powers of this world, honors, that's what this world holds up. And it's people who pursue those things that for a time get rewarded, they get recognized, and the lowly and the humble always seem to get left out. They go unrecognized in this world. And it seems that all the winners are on the other side, and that to be powerful and to wield power, like be the king chess player that moves all the pieces and has all the control in this world, like somehow, oh man, if I had that, I'd be somebody. And Mary, in her simplicity, she laughs. She's laughing the laugh of God the Father that we hear in Psalm 2 when the kings of the earth set themselves against the Lord and his anointed, and they say, we're going to throw off his commandments. We're going to throw off his plan and purpose, and we are going to be kings. We're going to declare our own purpose in this world. And God sits in the heavens and laughs. It's pathetic. And Mary laughs with them and says, look how amazing God is. Look what he's done with the lowly. And friends, our faith teaches us that this humble surrender of Our Lady participated in the work of salvation by God's grace. And her yes, her humility, her cooperation with God, and because of the death and resurrection of her son, she was raised up. She was assumed into heaven. And she was crowned, and she's been crowned with glory. And she's the first disciple. And what she's experiencing is where we're going if we follow in her footsteps. Let's do that. Let's celebrate today the life of Mary, our mother. God bless you. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Ralph Martin's booklet, Why Be a Christian? Lots of people are asking that question today, and Ralph speaks candidly of how he found in Christianity the truth. I believe this booklet will strengthen and encourage you in your own faith. For your free copy, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.